When the legendary Rovenland opened to the world after almost 1,000 years, hundreds of magical prospectors were getting off the boat. Later, they were called the Rogue Mages. As I know, it was garbage from all around the world, just seeking the magical artifacts that had made the island so famous. Worst affected by their presence were the peasants. While they were working hard on the fields, Rogue Mages regularly robbed them of most of their crops. Which is why one day the peasants sent a delegation to the city with their last money. With that money, they wanted to hire a mage to protect them. I can tell you for sure that it wasn't a lot of money. On the other hand, I'm not a real mage either. I know a few small spells, just like everyone else here in Rovin, but mostly I play cards. That's what I do. And the day before that, I stripped a man for all he had. One that truly looked like a real mage. It was a decent outfit, so I put it on immediately. I'm not surprised that they mistook me for him. Naturally, I kept the money. It's just a pity that I started to have twinges of guilt. Conscience is a bitch, and I didn't even know that I had one. A few days after, I went to the innkeeper to have her let me into the crypt. The old crypt extended under the whole city, and she used part of it as her cellar. She let me go down, on the condition that I bring her something from there. She herself was afraid to go there. Old crypts are ancient and dangerous places to be. The only thing I found out about the man I stripped was the fact that here is exactly where he disappeared.